You were just listening to one of the anonymous Sabias from early Spain. And you were just listening to Sabia la Mallorquina from the 15th century. In our performance, Montserrat Figueres sang the song of Sibyl and joined by members of La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. Once again, that was some early music from the Spanish Middle Ages. That was the motet Mirabile Mysterium by Jacobus Gallus, who lived from 1550 until 1591. In our performance, you heard members of Stile Antico, and that was from a Harmonia Mundi compact that's titled A Wondrous Mystery, Renaissance Choral Music for Christmas. Once again, that was music by Jacobus Gallus. Well, later this hour, we will be listening to works by Andreas Hackenberger, Antonio Nola, and Bianca Maria Meda. We will get to these compositions right after we hear this selection of Czech composer Jan Dismas Zelenka, who lived from 1679 until 1745. He was a double bass player who worked for his entire life at the Dresden court. He was admired by both Bach and Telemann. But we listen now to the Magnificat in D major by Jan Dismas Zelenka, as performed by soprano Katia Plaschka and alto Anna Biervert, along with the Marburg Bach Choir and members of L'Arpa Festante, conducted by Niccolò Socalli. We listen now to the Magnificat in D major of Czech composer Jan Dismas Zelenka.
Thank you.
Music by Czech composer Jan Dismas Zelenka, who lived from 1679 until 1745. And that was his Magnificat in D major, as performed by soprano Katia Plaszka and alto Anna Biervert, along with the Marburg Bach Choir and members of L'Arpa Festante, conducted by Niccolò Soccoli. Once again, that was the Magnificat in D major by Czech composer Jan Dismas Zelenka. The time is 8:23, and we are going to move on now to a work of Bianca Maria Medda, who lived from around 1665 until, well, 1732 or 1733. She was a Benedictine nun at the convent of San Martino del Liano in Pavia and published only one work, a set of motets, which were published in Bologna in 1691. But we are going to listen now to the motet for the Blessed Virgin, Nonon Tentate, and this will be performed by members of Capella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith. Now, this selection is from a brand new brilliant classic CD devoted to motets by Bianca Maria Medda.
No, non tentate, oh cuore. Sonst bin ich, Kadele, non voglio colpa trionfare, non voglio colpa trionfare, non voglio in colpa trionfare.
Just listening to music by the Italian nun and composer Bianca Maria Medda, who lived from around 1665 until 1732 or 1733. And that was her motet for the Blessed Virgin titled Nonon Tentate. In our performance, you heard members of Capella Artemisia conducted by Candace Smith. And that was from a brand new brilliant classic CD devoted to motets by Bianca Maria Medda. Well, I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on this special edition of Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org.
Thank you.
That was a very beautiful motet by English composer George Kirby, who lived from around 1565 until 1634. And that was titled Vox in Rama. And in our performance, you heard Members of the 16, conducted by Harry Christophers. And that was from a brand new Coro compact disc titled A Renaissance Christmas. Once again, you were just listening to Vox in Rama by George Kirby. Well, the time is 8:38, and we are going to move on now to three motets for the holiday season by German composer Andreas Hockenberger, who lived from 1574 until 1627. Now, he spent a large part of his career in Poland and was chapelmaster for 20 years at the Lutheran Church of St. Mary's in Gdańsk. Well, we are going to listen now to three motets from the Pelplin tablature. We begin with Hodie Christus Natus Est, and that will be followed by Angelus Ad Pastores, and finally, Cantate Domino. In our performances, we hear the Polish Chamber Choir, along with members of Musica Fiorita. Jan Łukaszewski is the conductor. We listen now to three motets for the holiday season by Andreas Hockenberger.
Thank you.
You were just listening to three motets for the holiday season by German composer Andreas Hockenberger, who lived from 1574 until 1627. He spent a large part of his career in Poland, and the three motets we heard were titled Hodie Christus Natus Est, and that was followed by Angelus Ad Pastoris and Cantate Domino. In our performances, you heard the Polish Chamber Choir, along with members of Musica Fiorita, conducted by Jan Bukaszewski. Once again, those were three motets for the holiday season by German composer Andreas Hockenberger. But we go from a German composer who spent most of his career in Poland to an actual Polish composer. Mikołaj Zieleński lived from around 1550 until around 1615, and we will listen to his truly glorious Magnificat, as performed by La Pentesta, Early Music Ensemble Warsaw, conducted by Jakub Bużyński. This is the Magnificat by Polish composer Mikołaj Zieleński.
Thank you.
You were just listening to music of Polish composer Mikołaj Zieleński, who lived from around 1550 until around 1615. And that was his truly glorious Magnificat, as performed by members of La Tempesta Early Music Ensemble, Warsaw. The conductor was Jakub Buziński. Once again, that was the Magnificat by Polish composer Mikołaj Zieleński. We are going to move immediately now to music by a very little-known Italian composer. Antonio Nola was born in 1642 and passed away sometime after 1701. He studied at the Conservatorio della Pietà de Turchini, and we will hear his only recorded work. This is the Magnificat, dating from 1669, as performed by Cappella della Pietà de Turchini, conducted by Antonio Florio. We listen now to the Magnificat by the little-known Italian composer Antonio Nola.